Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. 97.1 FM Talk, DGS. Mark your clocks. It's about 3:07 and 30 seconds. We're about 1 minute away from the vote coming in on the impeachment. So we obviously are going to be here for 4 hours, but we're going to go to the anchored coverage just to let them cover everything that's happening. Then we'll come back on and we will analyze it. So, Rachel, let's go ahead and switch over quickly.
Article that is being voted on right now in the House of Representatives. I'm Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. I am joined by Fox News Radio correspondent Rachel Sutherland as well. And Rachel, that has been a bit of the divide here among Republicans. You have had, and I think it's going to be up now to eight, as many as eight, perhaps more Republicans now support this impeachment resolution led by Liz Cheney, the number three in House Republican leadership. But trying to find sort of the right message here and reconciling what occurred here after these supporters of the president made their way down to the Capitol, and what culpability, if any, the president bears for that.
Yeah, and I just saw on the screen here, seven Republicans have voted yay, and it looks like they're getting close to a final count here on the House floor. But yeah, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell not only weighing the political cost of this, of taking up a Senate trial and or deciding to postpone, but also the national climate and the caustic situation that we find ourselves in with the threats of additional violence already, as some Republicans have argued today that moving forward to impeach will further inflame the country and make the divisions deeper. McConnell not only probably keeping an eye on the president's behavior, but on the threat assessment throughout the United States as he weighs this. And again, watching the president to see if there's any more inflammatory rhetoric coming from him. But apparently from the White House today, as we have reported, the president is urging calm among Americans, saying that he wants no violence. The strongest statement to date since 1 week ago in the Capitol riot.
And so we are waiting for this vote right now. There are about 154 yes votes, 149 no votes. All of those no votes coming from the Republican side of the aisle. So far, as Rachel pointed out, there are seven Republicans who have joined Democrats in supporting this impeachment resolution. So about two-thirds of the way through voting. This expected to be the last vote of this week in the United States House of Representatives. So we don't expect after this vote, Rachel, the House nor the Senate to return until the week of the inauguration, the day before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Voting can take some time right now in the United States House because of some pandemic protocols they have in place. Members vote in groups of a few dozen at a time based on their last names. Members can also vote remotely by proxy. The member of the House who is announcing their vote has to do so publicly behind the microphone, and then that is recorded. So,
right, so we're still a few minutes away. It looks like there's like 127 votes still out. But it certainly looks like within the next few minutes they were going to vote to impeach the president. For the second time, for the first time in the history of the country. And you heard Halpern there say that after this, they're all going home. They're all getting on planes and flying home until inauguration week, just sort of leaving the country in limbo, in a lurch, Mitch McConnell has said a couple interesting things, very interesting things in the last 24 hours. He has said that, no, we won't be taking it up immediately. And yes, I am open to voting to convict the president in the Senate, which is just, to me, just huge, just huge. You have a few Republican senators who have signaled that they will be voting to convict Donald Trump. So what are the numbers they would need? 66? Is that correct? Two-thirds?
Do you need a full two-thirds, Tom?
I think you need a full two-thirds to convict.
Yeah.
So they would need almost 20 Republican senators.
And the vice president? Mm. 66 and the VP probably is how that works.
So more than likely, by 3:30, the president will be impeached, and then at some point, they will have a trial, and if it stands as it is now, he will probably be acquitted for a second time. That looks like what's going to happen. And how that affects the country, how that affects the stock market, how that affects the economy, how that affects Biden's first 100 days, it can't be good. I don't know that any, I mean, if this has to be done, look, none of us make this decision. It's out of our hands. But it's got to be done, well, then here we are. It's being done. I continue to wish it weren't. Being very anti-Trump as I am, I still wish this weren't happening because I don't see, I just fear that it's going to be a much bigger downside than upside.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys seen the images of the troops quartering in the hallways of the Capitol building?
Yeah.
It's haunting. Absolutely haunting. Hundreds of troops there to protect the Capitol now and for inauguration. And they are literally quartering and taking their meals and sleeping and living in the hallways. Basically occupying the Capitol. It's just amazing. Amazing.
The huge rifles leaning up against the walls of just all along the hallways.
I just wanted to fact check really quick. I believe the House just needs a simple majority to impeach. The Senate, you would need two-thirds, but
right.
They just need a simple majority in the House.
Yep.
Yes, yes, yes. For the Senate, they need two-thirds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the 66 votes.
Coming pretty quick.
Yeah.
Gosh, I have so much in my mind. I'm going to go ahead and just put the call out there. I'm curious to talk to people, and I'm really not trying to shade this. I'm not trying to say, boy, if we didn't get a few calls in the Glover Show, people are going to really think blah, blah, blah. No, it's just that I don't get a lot of calls like what I'm about to say. I had a conversation today with a fellow broadcaster who is very conservative, who basically said to me, you've been right the whole time. It was really something for that person to say that to me. And what I am wondering is when the MAGA people are going to get mad at the president or Giuliani. And here's some reasons you could get mad. It was incumbent upon the president and his people to prove it. Not to say it, to prove it. And I, for one, I'm not going to lie to you. I haven't gone out there and read every complaint and every holding of all these courts that they went and struck out, but I've read a lot of them. And I can tell you that when people say, and people have said it on this very station, oh, those are technicalities. That is such a dumb thing to say. That's such a misnomer. Technicalities are what the law lives and breathes on. You can't just show up at a court and file for a divorce or personal injury or a landlord-tenant dispute and just do it willy-nilly and have nothing. That's not a technicality. And I'm just wondering why the MAGA people don't seem to be mad at them. You know, they're mad at so many people, but they don't seem to be mad at them. Like, hey, you guys told me that, first of all, you told me that the election was rigged before it happened. And then you told me it was rigged the night of, and you've told me every day since then. And it was incumbent upon you to prove it, and you didn't. And you kind of are making us look foolish. Why are you mad at the Trump-appointed judges? Why are you mad at the people like me and Kilmeade who say, you didn't prove it? Why are you mad at them for not doing their job? Why aren't you mad at Rudy Giuliani for when he went to court in Wisconsin and was granted a hearing, he didn't call any witnesses? Why are you mad at that? I don't understand that. People are coming out now. The CEO of Home Depot, who's been a huge Trump guy, said, I've been betrayed. I've been lied to. I'm pissed. Just wondering if there's anyone out there in the audience that feels that. Like, look, I'm as mad as you get, but this is getting silly. If you'd like to get that opinion out there, 314-241-9797, maybe no one calls. But it just, that seems to be like a missing link. There's so much anger. But it, for me, if this were someone who I was really, really into and had thrown in with and supported, I would be mad at them. Like, why did you do this? Why did you lead me down this path?
Well, perhaps they think there will still be a payoff. Because they're being told that. There's kind of a built-in insurance policy when you tell people for years and years that the free press is their enemy and that every single person is against you who doesn't support you. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's a way to just, you can brush off anything you don't like when it turns out that every single person in the press is a liar and trying to paint the president in a certain way and you can never trust them. And then anytime something fails in court, don't worry, Sidney Powell and Rudy Giuliani and Jenna Ellis, I think that's her name. Don't worry. They've got something in the chamber. We just haven't seen it yet. I just feel like that hasn't run out yet. And it does. You do wonder, like, when will it run out? Because a week from today, Joe Biden will be sworn in as the 46th president of the United States. So I wonder if that'll be the turning point for some people. But I don't know.
I agree with you, Rach. I, in any sort of a gaslighting situation, that's what it's built on. It's always built on tomorrow. I know not today, but tomorrow, you watch, it's going to be gigantic. The Kraken will be released. The Kraken was never released. If it was, we'd know about it. If there was even a baby Kraken, we would know about it. Chapter and verse. When the president was doing that weird call with the Secretary of State, he talked about, there's no way I lost this election. Have you seen my rallies? That's the opposite of proof. Yeah. That's, I've got a feeling. That's like me dropping from number one to number 10 in the ratings and saying, but have you been to a DGS live? People think I'm so funny. Good. That's meaningless. That has nothing to do with the numbers. It just seems like misplaced anger. Although more and more and more, you're seeing it. Like, hell, Mitch McConnell, for love of God. Huge Republican donors. Huge companies going, yeah, this is getting silly. No. John, thanks for calling in. Go ahead. Hey, John.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, I was calling in just because you're asking about people who wanted to say how upset they are with Trump and the MAGA movement. I'm 29, and I've supported Trump every single time. And from the beginning, he's been saying, oh, you know what? There's going to be fraud. And he's like, you know what? It's kind of the mail-in voting. It seems like something's sketchy. You didn't have anything prepared. You didn't have any kind of backup plan. And now you're saying, fraud. We got the proof. Well, where's the proof? You didn't show me the proof? Come on, man. And then you got Giuliani up there who's just been a bumbling idiot every step of the way. Like, you still got this guy up there protecting you? He's doing nothing but making you look like an idiot too.
Yeah, they're talking about Giuliani representing him in the Senate trial.
Well, good luck with that. Have fun getting impeached.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Kyle, go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking me. I completely agree with that last caller. I mean, huge Trump supporter, but I mean, you gotta have proof. And I think there was definitely something screwy that went on in the election. I don't know if it was enough to overturn it, but you got to have some evidence. You can't just say it, and never show us anything.
I agree. And look, you may think, yeah, it's convenient for you, Dave, because this turned out the way you thought, so you can take the high road. I'm telling you, hook me up to a lie detector. Had the president and his people been able to show proof, I would have been screaming at the top of my lungs, this is the worst thing that's ever happened in the history of the country. I can't believe a United States election with all of our protections was actually manipulated to the point that the person who won did not win. And Joe Biden, you get your old fossil ass out of here. Donald J. Trump is the president. I wouldn't have liked it, but I would have said absolutely that's what should happen. It never materialized.
About 6 votes away. 5 yeah. votes away.
Let's do this, Rach. Let's go ahead and take a break. We're going to come back.
4 votes away.
And we will cover this for you live as it happens. And continue to take your phone calls. 314-241-9797.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 3:30. We're literally moments away from the president being impeached for a second time. They have the votes. 5 votes left to be cast, but it's 231 in favor of and 197 against, so it's going to happen.
Yeah, you only need 218. That's a lot. That's
a lot.
That's way more than they needed.
Yeah, it looks like currently
it's 10
Republicans, all of the Democrats and 10 Republicans voted for impeachment.
Yeah.
I looked up the procedure for impeachment, and I just looked at the first one, and it says, number one, first, Congress investigates. And I thought, have they really? Are they rushing it? I don't know.
No,
it's
that's
just part of the
that's
process.
That's the whole snap impeachment that Jonathan Turley's talking about. And Turley's my guy. I've yet to hear him say something that I didn't wholeheartedly agree with. He's so smart. He's so measured. He's so nonpartisan. And his point is just, look, this is about as serious as you, a step you can undertake. And you're just rushing through it so quickly. And I agree with that.
Yeah, that's it. Plus, it's the first thing on the list. You know what I mean? It's not 10 other things, and then you get to that. That's supposed to be the first thing.
And look, I think the president is responsible for this. I think he's gaslighting everyone. I feel bad for the people who are, you know, still tripling and quadrupling down. I absolutely believe that history is going to show that the election was not rigged. If history shows that it was, I will spend a whole show apologizing and admitting I was wrong. And I wonder what you'll do when you find out that you've been lied to. But I still, as a lawyer, would not want to take the case to try to convict the president of inciting a riot. It's so muddy. I just think it's so difficult to do. And I've talked about this a lot, that just courts are different. And people are calling and saying, like, Dave, you haven't watched this special on this website. No, I haven't, and I don't have to. That doesn't matter. Literally, it doesn't matter. The same way that if you're getting divorced and you think that your wife has a boyfriend, but you can't prove it, it literally doesn't matter for the court. It matters to you because you're pissed because you think your wife's cheating on you. Very important. You don't like her anymore. You don't want to be married to her. But for the court, the fact that Susie told Molly that Hagrid said this couldn't be less important. If you can't prove something in court, if you can't get standing in court, if you procedurally, your dumb ass doesn't know how to get something in front of a judge, it's not my fault. It's your dumb ass. If between Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell and Lynn Wood and all these different people filing lawsuits, if you can't present something in court to where the court says, my God, the Supreme Court twice says no, but they never took it on the merits. They did take it on the merits. They didn't. If something is kicked out for procedural reason, that's on the procedural merits. And the two or three times they did make it to a hearing, they had dick. They had nothing. Literally didn't call witnesses. As a lawyer who has tried cases, you show up in the city court or federal court for a trial and they say, Mr. Glover, proceed. And you say, I'm at a disadvantage, Judge. I don't have any witnesses to call. You're a joke. You're a joke of an attorney. Especially if you're representing the president of the United
Especially
States.
Especially if you're making outstanding allegations.
So continue to hold on this website, this guy who lives with his mom said this.
But it's not
proof. It doesn't bubble up to the point of making it to a court and a court being persuaded, it doesn't matter. You don't think that in every election there are people who think it was rigged or heard a story about a guy? I just hate when groups are so hypocritical, because when it behooves you, we are a nation of laws. We are a nation of laws. Facts, not feelings, until it's my guy. And then the laws, no. I feel like this. I think that. Okay, well, what happened last year when we were a nation of laws?
This is why I'm comforted by the court process. I feel like that is the truth. So when no real evidence is produced and you have time and time again to do it, then everybody thinking rationally then moves on.
And courts get things wrong.
Yeah.
And O.J. Simpson murdered his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
The court, they got it wrong. But look it up. He was found not guilty. And when you have 60, 65 tries at the apple and you can't pull down one, and yet people are storming the Capitol because they're so convinced of it, in spite of all the evidence, because a guy says it. I've obviously been out on Trump for a long time, but you know what really, really sickened me? The Mike Pence thing. That was disgusting. This guy had your back, carried your water, twisted his Christian butt into a pretzel with all of your shenanigans to support you, and out of your pure selfishness and desperation, at the 11th hour, you throw him under the bus.
Call him a coward.
To the point that people are walking through the Capitol looking for him, chanting, "Hang Mike Pence." How dare you? How dare you? And yet, infallible. I'm dead to people. Other broadcasters, dead to people. Look what's on this side of the ledger, and then look at what's on this side. I just don't understand the misplaced anger. Anyway, thoughts from you guys?
We are so... Going back to the question you asked earlier about... do you need me to go to this?
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just saying it's done. I mean, all over Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, go ahead and go to the anchor. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pissed.
On this vote, the ayes are 232. The nays are 197. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid upon the table.
Congratulations. With the drop of the gavel, the vote is closed. The House of Representatives has voted to impeach President Trump on a single article charging the president with incitement of insurrection following last week's violent breach of the United States Capitol. President Trump has now been impeached for a second time in 13 months by the Democratic-led House of Representatives, though this vote did include a 10 House Republicans.
The chair announces that pursuant to Section 3A of House Resolution 41, the House Resolution 40 is hereby adopted.
Couple of last-minute things that the House has to take care of. But the headline now, as you heard, the House of Representatives has impeached President Trump on a charge of incitement of insurrection. The question now is how quickly this moves to the Senate, the still Republican-led Senate, though in a matter of days, the Senate majority will switch to a 50-50 split with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris having the tiebreaker.
California Chair, Mr. Nunes of California.
The clerk of the House now reading some last minute procedural steps. Again, this was the last vote that we expect in the House of Representatives this week. That vote to impeach the president for a second time, 232 to 197, 10 House Republicans joining Democrats.
So there it is. The president has been officially impeached for the second time. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mike Ferguson's going to join us to give us his thoughts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Sad day, historic day. The president has been impeached for the second time in about a year. My friend Mike Ferguson joins us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Good, buddy. I know you have your own show coming up. Where do people tune in to hear that?
Yeah, I'm at 939 The Eagle in Columbia or KWOS
in Jefferson City. So 939theeagle.com or KWOS.com. And, of course, Sunday morning right here on 97.1 at about 5 o'clock, I think.
So when you jump on the air in about 20 minutes, what are you going to say? What are your thoughts on this day?
You know, the first thing I'm going to do is just find out what people are thinking in Missouri. Not only because of the fact that Donald Trump was impeached again, like you just said, but I'm also going to bring up, you know, the inflammatory things that Cori Bush said while she was representing part of Missouri on that as well. This is historic, obviously, you know, good and bad, depending on your perspective. But at the same time, I've got to ask the question, have we lowered the bar on impeachment to the point where I just really hate you for ideologically or personality reasons? Or is this a legitimate, you know, impeachment? And does Donald Trump, you know, take the blame for what happened last Wednesday? Because there's a feel that, you know, the Democrats were absolutely looking for an excuse to get any impeachment in. But the reality is that Donald Trump's not going to be removed from office before his term expires next week.
Yeah, Mike, I've been saying that as a person, I lay the responsibility for the riot at the feet of the president, not so much because of the one speech he gave right before it happened, but because of his conduct and what he'd been putting out into the universe since the election. But as a lawyer, I wouldn't want to try to win that case. I don't think it's a good right. case against the president. To what degree, if any, do you put responsibility on the president, as McCarthy was doing today on the floor?
I would say partial, because he didn't do anything to help or slow things down once the problems had started. But, you know, I think a lot of people just thought, well, that's just Donald Trump being Donald Trump. I mean, before he was even elected, you know, hecklers go to one of his rallies and they get grabbed and thrown around, and he promises from the podium that he'll pay your lawyer fees, you'll go ahead and rough him up and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I think that you can blame the entire spectrum of politics in Washington, D.C., and frankly, probably in Springfield and Jefferson City as well, because we've gotten to such a hateful, redlining, white-knuckling pitch in our political disagreements. And you know, put on top of that the fact that everybody has all the other stresses and things from, you know, the COVID economy and everything else. At some point, people were going to snap, and it just happened in a mob mentality. But you've also got violence that we've gotten used to over the last year. So I don't want to get into whataboutism. What was being debated today is one specific event that happened last Wednesday. All of the other things that should have been treated more harshly, and there should have been more investigations, you know, with the rioting and violent protesting, that yeah, those are all bad, but so was this, and this happened to be what Congress was voting on today.
Mike, if I could put you in a big room with all your fellow Republicans and conservatives, and you walk up to a lectern to tell them what you think you should do in the future to get the GOP back, what do you tell them? What are your ideas?
Move on from Donald Trump. You know, appreciate the good policies that worked, lowering taxes, lowering red tape, getting, you know, red tape, for instance, the coronavirus vaccine out of the way so it could move forward. But at this point, you're going to have to look at focusing on 2022. And the reality is that it's going to be really hard for Republicans because they're split right now. They're split loyalty, and there's a large part of that party that feels their own party sold him out. I think Donald Trump put Donald Trump in that particular position, but he was fighting an uphill battle. And I would say you're going to have to find candidates, and you're going to have to find people who aren't going to follow in these footsteps as far as, you know, personality goes, as far as, you know, picking the kinds of fights. But at the same time, you know, the Republicans should never expect the Democrats actually want to meet them halfway. Democrats are in charge now. Republicans, if they want to hold on to any of that Trump camp, had better find a backbone, and they'd better stick to their principles over the next 2 years.
Hey, Mike, it's Tony Colombo. Switching over to Missouri politics for a moment, because I know that that is something that you have a lot of knowledge in. We're underway with the new session in Jeff City. Republicans mm-hmm. have a supermajority, obviously, in the state of Missouri. What are some of the big things that either Republicans are working on or you'd like to see them working on as we start the new session here in the state?
I think one of the things that they're going to be moving pretty fast is putting a recreational marijuana
ballot measure for the voters to decide probably as early as next year. I doubt it'll be this year, but it might. But they're actually going to put a marijuana legalization matter on the ballot as well. Also expect a lot of police reform. Shamed Dogan is pushing these, everything from training to banning certain chokeholds to, you know, continuum of force type of questions. So I would expect that's going to be a pretty big issue as well. And we're also seeing a big push for school choice, whether it's education savings accounts or expanding charter schools. I think that's going to get pretty contentious from some of the folks in the legislature that I'm talking to. They're serious about it this year. I think that might make it to a final vote this year. I would expect those three things, and then obviously you've got all the budget stuff that goes with it. But those are the big hot button issues that we're going to see.
How much does what's happening in D.C. impact the floor there in the Capitol? I know that the governor was recently asked about Josh Hawley. Of course, you know, there's many people on the left that are calling for Josh Hawley to step down and resign his Senate seat. And some people have said it's the responsibility of Governor Parson to get involved in that conversation and should weigh in on what he thinks about Josh Hawley. Governor Parson, I think, rightfully has said, you know, that's not his area of responsibility. How do you feel about that in particular, and any impact that what's happening in D.C. may have on Missouri lawmakers?
I think it does have an impact, but that's as much of a media impact as it is anything, right? You're entirely right, Tony. I mean, Governor Parson doesn't have a responsibility to say what he thinks Josh Hawley should do. Voters will decide that again in 2024 when he's up for election, assuming he's running for re-election. But it definitely casts a shadow on it. And I think you're going to see some of the impact. I mean, there's a really upgraded security all around the state capitol right now between Capitol Police, Jefferson City Police, Cole County Sheriff, and also even the Missouri National Guard is kind of on alert. So you're going to see that, and that's definitely in response to what happened and is happening in Washington, D.C. right now. But a lot of that is, you know what, that's our field. I mean, that's media. We're doing a lot of that.
All right, Mike, thank you. Once again, people want to tune into your show. How do they do it?
I'm on Sunday mornings right here on 97.1, and they can always look at the American Viewpoints podcast. But I'm going to jump on the air in Columbia and Jefferson City here in a few minutes on 93.9 The Eagle.
Cool, buddy. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
I like him. He's a good guy. He's reasonable.
Yep. Just watching, I had Fox in my ear there, and they were talking about how the National Guard, who's posted up at the Capitol right now, have been instructed that there could be truck bombs coming in over the next week to disrupt this process and disrupt the inauguration.
If we weren't on the heels of an insurrection, I would say big talk. It's just like the guy at the bar. The guy at the bar that's going to kick your ass, he's never going to take a swing at you. But after what happened last week, was it last week or this week? Hell, can't even remember.
Yeah,
a week ago today.
I no longer feel that way. You know, I've always thought that. Whether it's a tough guy in a bar or it's, we're going to this and we're a militia and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're not going to do it. You're pussies. You're not going to do it. Well, after last week, I no longer feel that way. So when the FBI says, hey, Inauguration Day, look out for every state capitol to be, you know, rushed and look for bombs and look for this and that.
You're not allowed to claim
I'm not them. Yeah. So I can't pretend to get in their brain. But I think if I were them, I would be the guy in the back going like, you sure this is a good idea? Did you see what happened to the guy with the bullhorns? You think maybe we could do something different here? I don't really want to go rush the state building in Kansas.
I don't really understand what that's supposed to accomplish.
I think they think it's going to overturn and give us a new government.
Oh,
otherwise,
goodness.
Why do it? Why go to jail for 10 years just to show your ass? So I think they really think it's going to work.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds.
You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.